The U.S. military is seeking recruits, though it's not recruiting openly gay members. That's a product of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Under that policy, gays and lesbians are allowed to serve in the military as long as they don't talk about being gay. The policy was adopted in 1993 and remains highly controversial. This past weekend, the man who came up with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy died at the age of 74. Charles Moskos was a sociologist at Northwestern University. He was a great believer in universal military service. Moskos was the son of Greek immigrants. He was drafted right after college and served 2 years in the Army.
For Charlie, the military was perhaps the most important institution where citizens could prove their Americanness.
Aaron Belkin is director of the Palm Center at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He was also a friend of Moskos.
And as a Greek American, he was particularly motivated by the question of how recent arrivals to the country and new immigrant communities could prove their status as citizens. And for Charlie, it was a two-way street. He believed that everyone who lives here has a responsibility to serve the nation, and in turn, that the military confers the mantle of full citizenship, equal citizenship.
Moskos cared deeply about the military as a tool of social integration. He was an expert on racial integration in the armed services. Still, he'll likely be remembered for his role in setting policy for gays in the military. Moskos remained a staunch defender of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, though he conceded the policy wasn't perfect. He once paraphrased Winston Churchill saying, "It's the worst system possible, except for all the other ones."